Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I caught my girlfriend taking a topless photo of herself in the mirror. Literally walked down her while she was doing it, and she told me it was for her doctor.
Okay, hang on a second. So you walked in on her, and she was taking a topless photo of herself? Where was she?
All right, so I surprised her over Memorial Day weekend with a trip down to Orlando. So we went to this resort. I stayed at a while ago, and we stayed down there for 4 days. And, you know, the first night was awesome. And the second day, so it was on Saturday, I got up and said, you know, let's spend the day at the pool. So she said, okay, well, I have to get ready if that's okay. And so I grabbed my swimsuit and gear and went downstairs to get us a couple chairs by the pool. And when I got down there, I realized I forgot the sunscreen as I lifted up, you know, my shaving kit up in the bathroom. So so then I got back up to the room and I opened the door and the room is empty. So I'm assuming I missed her and she already went back downstairs. But then when I go open the door to the bathroom, she's in there posing topless in the mirror, taking a picture of herself.
Oh, wow. With her phone, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Did you think she had a tripod in there or something and, like, lighting?
I don't know. I just wanted to make sure I had my facts straight. So, okay, so you walk in. She's taking a picture topless. Was she completely naked and only taking a picture of the top half?
No. She had her bikini on, and this thing tied around her waist, but her top was off, and she was kind of posing in the mirror and you know, just taking a picture of herself.
Wow. Well, maybe that was supposed to be for you later on or something.
I mean, that's kind of what I said when I walked in. I was like, oh, you don't have to do that. That's for the real thing. And
what did she say to that?
She said, this is for my dermatologist. My family has a history of skin cancer, so I have to take regular photos of myself to keep an eye on everything, which was
Which
was kind of a weird answer to give.
Yeah, but maybe she's got like a suspicious mole or something?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
So she sends these pictures to her dermatologist.
That's what she said. She said she's been doing it since she turned 30.
Okay. So yeah, what's the problem then? Is the problem you don't believe her?
At first, I was just like, I mean, okay, sure, whatever. But, I mean, we're on vacation, and I was in a great mood. So, I mean, I didn't really think about it too hard. I didn't really care. But, you know, the more shit I kept thinking about it, you know, while we were flying home, you know, the more I started to just, you know, get in my head and just start questioning stuff.
Okay, questioning stuff like what?
All right, well, you know, first of all, she was posing in the picture. Like, why was she posing? Why was she doing that? She she wasn't just standing there, you know, in front of the mirror, you know, the way you just stand there for, like, a driver's license photos. Like, it looked like she was, like, trying to find an angle, and, you know, she had one hand up, and she was holding her hair up, and it was a pose. Like, you know, the more I think about it, it was an actual pose.
Okay, so if it was for your doctor, you probably wouldn't be posing like that.
Well, maybe she wasn't posing. Maybe the area she was trying to photograph was, like, her armpit or something.
Actually, my sister Kathy used to have a little mole in her armpit. Which, before you ask, no, it's not weird that I know that. We used to tease her about it all the time when she was a kid. We used to see it when we would go swimming and stuff.
Well, Eric, did you get to see the actual photo? Like, did she show it to you and say, see, this is the mole that I have to keep an eye on, or anything like that?
No, she didn't say anything like that because, you know, I didn't make a big deal about it, but kind of curious if there were other photos I didn't know about. So I went through her phone and saw the pictures.
Oh, so you snuck into her phone. And were there more pictures?
Well, there were three of the picture that I saw. Kind of like three pictures taken, you know, like in a row.
Okay,
important question. Was she smiling in the photos? Like, did it, or like, maybe not smiling, but did it look like she was flirting with the camera at all?
No, she's not smiling, but she's sort of making this sort of serious face, but not as serious. I'm not sure how to. It's sort of like, it looks more like a serious, sexy face almost.
Okay. Was she pouting? Like, was she pouting her lips to the camera?
No, just serious face.
Okay, so just serious face, which could mean either serious, sexy face or just plain old normal serious face.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really good with, you know, interpreting pictures, but I feel like I'd have to see this photo for myself to tell you what I think.
And so, Eric, you're wondering if this photo was really for the dermatologist or if it was for somebody else then?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, I got you. So you'd like us to find out?
Yeah, if you can, because I've been really kind of freaking out over this. And I forgot to tell you, when I went through her phone, she had been texting her ex, which isn't that big of a deal because they have a kid together. So it could have just been her checking in to make sure her kid was doing okay while she was gone.
Okay, when you looked at their text, like, conversation, did she send him this photo?
I didn't look through the conversation. I just sort of, you know.
Well, next time I suggest you do that. I mean, if you're going to break into her phone anyways, go all in. Like, nobody breaks into a bank vault and goes, quick, just take all the pennies.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of time because I only had her phone for a second.
Well, let's see if we can figure out a way to trick her into revealing the true intent of these photos without the mess of getting you involved. See, this is why we call it dirty work. We do the dirty work for you. What is your girlfriend's name? I don't think we ever got her name.
Brooke.
Okay, so let's get a game plan together, and then we'll see if we can find out the truth from Brooke when we come back next. Okay, so let me fill you in on the idea we got when we went to commercial. So here's what happened. We texted Eric's girlfriend, Brooke, the following message. This message, Ashley.
Okay, so the message said, hey, I'm just giving you a heads up. I lost my phone this weekend, which has, among other things, some pretty revealing photos of you on it. Don't worry, wherever it is, I keep it locked with the passcode so nobody will see anything. I was just letting you know in case you send any more pictures.
Okay, so we got a reply back, and this is important. This, read the reply that she sent.
The reply was, okay, thanks for letting me know. Was going to send you some I took this past weekend. Would you prefer I just make an appointment instead? Everything pretty much looks the same. And then there was a thumbs up emoji.
Okay, so Eric, I feel like she's telling the truth here. Otherwise, she would have said something like, holy crap, how could you? Or, you freaking idiot, those pictures are only for your eyes, or something like that. Now, if you want, we can still call her and confirm everything. But I feel like that message says everything that we were hoping to hear.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better. No, you don't have to call her.
Are you sure? I mean, we don't mind doing it. We could tell her we're playing a fun, you know, how well does this couple know each other game or something like that, try to trick her that way.
No, you don't have to do that. No, I feel like what you did was probably the best way to find out the truth.
Yeah.
So I don't think you have to call her.
Okay, well, I hope we cleared that all up for you, and let us know at any point if you change your mind, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.